Welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, we continue our recaps and coverage from Commodity Classic 2024 in Houston, Texas. It was another great event, one of the biggest commodity classics on record for attendance. And we talked with a lot of folks throughout the ag industry. One of those conversations we had was with Charles Barron, the chief marketing officer and co-founder of FBN Farmers Business Network. We talked about some of their new products and technologies, AI, and how that's being adopted into the ag industry and much more. Here is that conversation I had with Charles Barron from FBN at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. Charles, always good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Jesse. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, let's talk. I know you guys have a lot of things that you've rolled out here. You're talking to farmers about this week at Commodity Classic. I want to start with AI, with artificial intelligence, because that's such a hot topic right now around the world and the uses for AI. And you guys are harnessing that within FBN. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, this last year, we've launched a program we called NORM, named after Dr. Norman Borlaug, hero to many of us in agriculture. And NORM is our AI ag advisor. And so farmers can interact with NORM, and NORM is now trained on FBN agronomic data and agronomic literature, as well as a major update for us is training NORM on chemical labels and chemical intelligence. So what you can do is now use artificial intelligence to get detailed chemical application, licensing, usage, rate, mixing, adjuvant recommendations, product compatibility questions, and really, engage with the system to ask deep chemical questions, right? So that's been a major new development for us as creating basically the first AI for chem in helping growers make chemical decisions, chemical selection, and product selection.
Well, so important trying to make those decisions and utilizing the tools that we have available to make those decisions, I think, is so important. And I think, too, we're kind of maybe entering one of those down cycles in ag right now in terms of where commodity prices are, things like that. So it's really important for farmers to look at their ROI, the products they're using, look at different financing options as well. And I know you guys have some things going there with FBN. So talk about that aspect a little bit as we kind of enter a somewhat downward trend in 24.
Yeah, so this has probably been one of the toughest interest rate environments in a generation that we've been going through. And obviously that's impacted everything from land to operating loans to input prices. And we've been proud that this year we've been able to bring back our 0% program despite the high interest rates for farmers on inputs. So that's been really, really popular because, we're dealing with commodity prices that have really put much more pressure on farm income and interest rates that have put much more pressure on, producers really being, understanding what time of year they should really start taking the operating note. When do they want to start charging on it? They obviously don't want to start spending when you're accruing, 8, 9, 10% interest. So creating that 0% program on inputs on an operating loan has been great. And then the other thing that we just launched is our expanded regenerative ag finance program. So if you are using cover crops, if you're using no-till, if you are doing nitrogen efficient practices, we now enable up to a half point discount, a half percentage point discount on an operating note for regenerative practices. And that's funded in part by a government grant from the Climate Smart Ag Initiative. That program has doubled every year for us since we started piloting it 2 years ago. And this year we expect well over 300 growers to be able to participate in that. And we'll should be oversubscribed here in the next week. Really came out with it last week. It's already nearly fully subscribed, but a tremendous opportunity for growers who are doing sustainability to just capture an additional benefit from the sustainable practices that they're already doing on their farm.
Charles, I know too, you guys have rolled out a new partnership with ADM, and I know you're talking to a lot of growers about that here this week. Give us some of the background and details. We've talked about it before, but just give us a refresher on this new partnership.
Yeah, so the way it works is what FBN is, FBN's a technology platform at our core, and we developed a real specialty analyzing farm data over the years. And for growers on sustainability, that means we can help them, evaluate the practices they're using and validate the practices that they're using. And so partners like ADM and then their downstream partners who they then, you know, in turn are selling grain to, those are companies like Costco or Pepsi, you know, major food companies. They're wanting to validate practices all the way back to the farm and pay premiums for those practices. And again, those can be things like no-till, cover crops, nitrogen efficiency, certain water practices, and irrigation practices. And so FBN creates a marketplace for those programs on FBN, and growers can qualify for up to $25 an acre premiums on crop-specific and enroll right on FBN. So FBN is now the exclusive sustainability provider for ADM, or technology provider for ADM and their sustainability programs.
A lot of great things going on. Anything final you want to share that FBN is working on right now, Charles, as we kind of wrap up our conversation today?
Well, just going back to AI, I think, you know, it's something that folks should definitely start experimenting with. Check it out. Play around with it. It's definitely, it's a novel way of interacting with, you know, a computer. If everyone's used to Google and searching for things, AI is a little bit of a different mode. You actually have a conversation with it, and it can interact with you. There's been people putting our AI system through agronomy exams and state agronomy license exams, and it passes, right? So there's a tremendous amount of intelligence that is embedded there. You can ask it anything from agronomy to livestock to equipment to market optimization problems, grain handling questions. You can describe your equipment problem that you're experiencing, and describe the equipment type, and here's the issue we're finding and what could be going wrong. And it will automatically analyze user manuals and help diagnose problems. It's remarkable. So if you haven't experimented with it, experiment with it. It's free. It's at FBN, called Norm, fbn.com/norm. Have fun, ask it questions, and, you know, it's just a whole new world.
Well, with that, Charles Barron with FBN, always good to chat with you, sir. Thanks for joining us, and I'll look forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Thanks, Jesse.
And once again, a great conversation there with Charles Barron, Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of FBN, Farmers Business Network. And always good to have a conversation with Charles and hear his thoughts on the ag industry and some of the things they're working on at FBN. You can learn more again online. Just go to FBN.com. That is FBN.com for more information. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today. We'll have more coverage and more conversations from Commodity Classic coming up next week here on the program. Conversations with folks at FMC, at Corteva Pioneer, and so many more. Those are coming up on future episodes of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.